Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this program. I am Tim Wildman, and I thank you for listening to AFR and this show. And if you want your Golden Globes breakdown, we've got it right here. This is what we live for. Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred. Welcome back from Canada.
Great to be back with you.
I know your mom passed.
She did. 90 years old.
Okay.
And she passed very peacefully. Okay. The nurse that was attending said it was the most peaceful passing she's ever witnessed.
Wow. So.
She was a great Christian influence on your life.
Celebrate it. There were people coming from a couple hundred miles just to attend the funeral.
Wow.
So it was great. Yeah. It was good. It was a positive type thing. So, yeah. But on the other side of things, the trip, my advice to our listeners.
From Tupelo to Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Do not go to Nova Scotia at this time of the year for vacation.
You had two snowstorms in 1 week.
Two snowstorms over the 7 days I was there.
Now, what is a, quote, snowstorm in Nova Scotia exactly?
15 inches?
Well, 15 inches on the second one. So I spent that day. that day in the motel room looking out the window and reading a new book that I have. Because you don't move.
So 15 inches, but it takes some time to get it off the road. But wow, 15 inches.
The wind's
blowing too, right?
The wind is blowing too, but the difference between the deep south and the north.
The far north,
they have the equipment to deal with it. Like the snow plows were running all night. So the next morning, all the streets are clear.
Yeah.
And they've got salt down.
Yeah.
And you can actually get out and go for a walk, which was kind of nice.
If you were to get, first of all, 15 inches. In the deep south, that is in the Bible.
Yeah.
That is in Revelation chapter 4. If you read that closely, you'll understand that's what
the symbolism is.
That's
here,
what that's referring to as, Armageddon.
If that ever happened, 15 inches in the deep south, milk and bread would not be enough.
No, that's what goes off the shelves
first.
Cereal's not going to do you any good, my friend.
That's right, because you're going to be in. You're going to be socked in for a week.
Well, you know, the most I've ever seen in Northeast Mississippi, in where we live here, Tupelo area, the most I can remember seeing at any one time is 7 inches, and that was probably 30 years ago or so. 7 inches at one time.
Was that bit 92?
But now there are places in like East Tennessee in the mountains and
parts of
North Carolina and Virginia. Virginia would be, but of the deep south, if you're talking about Georgia over to Texas, I can't even remember 15. Maybe there has been a time when there's been 15 inches.
Hey, can I just mention too, I don't know if we did this last week. We do need to ask our listeners to pray for Dr. Ray Pritchard. Did we do this last week?
No, we did not. Please tell them.
Yes. Well, he lives in Kansas City. He's kind of a fitness guy, so he was out riding his bike and came around a turn and on the pathway and hit ice and broke both his bones in his leg. So we're talking about fibula and tibula. I got the bones right.
Femur and tibia.
Femur and tibula, and then also broke his ankle.
Yeah.
So he had surgery, I think, last week.
Mm-hmm. Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. And so he's recovering. He sent a picture. Somebody, a jogger was coming right as after he had his accident. So the Lord was looking after him and took a picture of him. And there's Ray laying on the pathway, I guess, waiting for EMT or whatever to come. And he's got a big smile on his face. Three broken bones.
You know he's in great pain, but he's
just a good, great Christian. So we want people to pray for Dr. Ray Pritchard. So
Ray is on Facebook. I don't know. Dr. Ray Pritchard.
Would it be Keep Believing Ministries?
Maybe Keep Believing Ministries. I don't know.
Or is it Dr. Ray Pritchard?
You know which it is?
Ray has his own personal Facebook page, so just Ray Pritchard.
Okay.
That's Brent Creeley, our producer.
But when I looked up Ray Pritchard last week, there was like 25 Ray Pritchards across America. that's the reason I'm bringing this up, because Dr. Ray Pritchard, Keep Believing Ministries, but maybe we'll find that post. But he's on. The reason I'm bringing that up is Ray is giving information on how he's doing.
Oh, okay. Updating, yeah.
Updating you on how he's doing, and it was a very serious accident.
I'm just saying it was connected with cold.
Thank the Lord, it was nothing to do with his back or his neck,
right?
Or his head.
Oh yeah, you can hit your head on the.
Oh wow,
concussion.
Kill you. It could kill you.
Yes,
it
can.
But he had an ice patch. Riding his 10 speed. I guess it's still a 10 speed. Is that what they ride today?
You're asking the wrong guy.
You ride the channel flipper, don't you, Ed?
I don't ride a bike. And I'm not sure how much that rule applies.
You know, Ed's exercise is surfing that net there.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. No, I do calisthenics and push-ups and do some weightlifting.
Right. Okay. Right. Do you now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it may not be able to tell by looking at me, but
it's getting there.
I'm not a couch potato.
It's getting there. Okay.
And frankly, I resent the implication. Just because I'm Italian, I'm a big fat, you know,
pizza loving,
pasta eating blob sitting on the couch.
Well, I didn't know I was going to set him off.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get,
hit a nerve, hit a food nerve there. I guess
there goes the pasta blob.
Here comes the ethnic stereotype jokes right here.
Walk into the freezer for some more ice cream.
The only group you can abuse and get by with it is Italians. Until they send Uncle Guido over to your house. All right. So, and that's even a stereotype right there, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
All right. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. If you want to watch this year's show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues. Today's Issues, and you can watch our show on Facebook or YouTube. All right, Fred, get us started here. What's leading the news?
Well, got some good news for us to start off this morning. I think most people in our audience are familiar with Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake artist.
Mm-hmm.
May remember that last year he won a victory in the Supreme Court against a battle he's been having with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And kind of similar to the Kleins in Oregon, Jack Phillips refused to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding, and the Colorado Civil Rights Commission came after him. They were supported by the courts in Colorado, but it went to Supreme Court, and Supreme Court ruled against the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. That was last year. Now, on or about the same time this was happening, I guess the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was a bit upset with that ruling. So what happened was an attorney went into Jack Phillips' bakery shop there in Colorado and asked him to create a cake designed pink on the inside and blue on the outside, which the attorney said was to celebrate a gender transition from male to female. So we went from bake a cake for a homosexual wedding to make a cake that celebrates transgenderism. Jack Phillips again refused to do that. Well, here's the latest news. A federal district judge on Friday once again ruled in favor of Jack Phillips. And so the picture that's being painted now, and he's represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, the picture is very clear here. The Colorado Civil Rights Commission is persecuting Jack Phillips. But we do now have the federal judge in this latest case is saying and agreeing with Jack Phillips and the ADF that they're persecuting him. They don't make, and let's be very clear, and we've talked about this before, the Colorado Civil Rights Commission doesn't force other artists to create things that they disagree with.
Right.
It is only Jack Phillips, Christian Baker Jack Phillips, that they are saying he must create things that he disagrees with. So it's persecuting him. And Supreme Court, in the initial case, ruling in Jack Phillips' favor, and now this federal district judge is ruling in Jack Phillips' favor, saying indeed the Colorado Civil Rights Commission seems to have it out for Jack Phillips.
So, well, it was clear that the Civil Rights Commission in Colorado was going to go after him mm-hmm. again, try to make this guy miserable, try to punish him mm-hmm. for escaping their first attack on his religious freedom. And I'm glad we're getting some good rulings from the federal judiciary for a change.
Well, and I think even if you are of the liberal mindset, you can kind of understand the danger of a Civil Rights Commission forcing an artist. Let's say it's a atheist artist.
Right.
And a Christian walks into an atheist artist and says, I want a cake in the shape of a cross.
Right.
And I want you to put on the bottom of that cake that Jesus is the only way of salvation.
Yeah.
And, okay, so then the Christian says, I'm going to take you to court if you refuse to do it. So now what are you going to do?
I think most Christians would say, I would certainly say, the atheist cake baker has every right to say, I don't agree with that message. Yeah. If you want a cake, you want just a regular cake, you buy anything you want.
Yeah.
And I'll make you anything, but I'm not going to participate in promoting a message I disagree with. I think most fair-minded people would agree with his right, his or her right to do that.
So this is good news.
This is absolutely good news.
A federal judge has agreed with, they're harassing the poor man.
Yeah.
Is all they're doing. Come on. He's just a baker in Colorado trying to make a living. He's not even a celebrity of any note. You know what I'm saying? And they're just going after him. I'm glad this federal court saw what was going on here.
Well, it's very similar to the Bernal Stutzman case and that case to florist in Washington State. They're just persecuting a Christian belief.
I got to wonder if the average homosexual or lesbian would agree with this. You know what I'm saying?
I would guess they're busy living their lives.
They go down the street and get somebody else to make a cake. And why do you want to?
Certainly,
why
hope
do you
want to
go
true.
After? Huh?
I certainly hope that's true.
Well, Jack Phillips, what he's doing is not harming anybody. It's not denying anybody civil rights. He doesn't. If a homosexual or lesbian wants to come into his bakery and buy cupcakes or a cake or
they could. He even said
donuts
feel
or whatever.
Free to buy one of my pre-made wedding cakes.
Yeah,
he said buy one of those, but I'm not going to create one especially for your wedding.
And what these people, these activists, are saying is, oh yeah, you will. You will, or we'll put you out of business.
Right.
We'll make your life miserable.
Right.
And so he's saying, I can't do, you know, you can buy anything in my store.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come in and eat in my store. But I'm not gonna make a cake for a homosexual, quote, wedding because it violates my religious convictions.
Yeah. Now, your birthday, fine.
Fine.
I mean, it's not just, that Jack
people
Phillips
just want to just make his life miserable. But anyway, good news there. And where can people... Did we post this story?
This story is on onenewsnow.com now. Go and read about it, folks.
Good
and,
news.
We'll have some more reaction. But
by the way, Joe, I also want to point out, just so people out there arguing with the radio, he also would not make Halloween cakes.
Yes.
He did not believe that a Christian should make a
celebrate.
That's his personal opinion.
Right.
And that's, so he said, I don't make Halloween cakes.
So go down the street, buy your Halloween cake, or make your own. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But why do you want to force this guy to do something that violates his religious convictions? It's really a First Amendment issue, religious freedom, or drive him out of business.
Yeah.
You know, he's not doing anything to you.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. If you're listening for that Golden Globes report, we're not going to have it much. We'll have a little bit about it. But, well, let's go ahead and get that out of the way now. So our 2 minutes of Golden Globes. For those who don't know, and I don't ever watch this, none of us here do, except to the extent that it makes news culturally, right?
Right.
But we don't sit down and go, hey, man, I can't
Golden
wait
Globes.
For the next. Golden Globes is on. There's 3 hours. Let's get the popcorn
Diane,
out.
Diane, is that popcorn ready? Right. They're about to start.
No, we don't do that. It's for those who don't know, the Golden Globes is like the Academy Awards, right? It's an international recognition for movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more than movies. I think it's music and stuff, too,
isn't it? It's everything. Entertainment.
Yeah. Right.
The entertainment industry. But so last night they had their big deal, which very few people watch, by the way, anymore. But actor Christian Bale, mm-hmm. What did he win, Fred?
He won an award for his depiction of former Vice President Dick Cheney. And so I think he actually won several awards. Anyway, he gets up And this is what he had to say, among other things, thanking Satan at the Golden Globe Awards, cut number 10.
He said, I've got to find somebody who can be absolutely charisma-free and reviled by everybody. So he went, that's got to be Bale in it. You know, for all the competition, I will be cornering the market on charisma-free. So what do you think? Mitch McConnell, next. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
And that's one of the reasons these things don't have a big audience anymore. People are just fed up with it.
Now, he was being a wise guy because Dick Cheney is, quote-unquote, evil to the left. Mm. And so he was thanking Satan for giving him the inspiration to play an evil character. But the thing is, Satan is real.
Yes.
And even for people who don't believe Satan is necessarily real, he does personify, even in their minds at least, evil. And so why would you thank evil? So to your point, Fred, that's the reason why a lot of normal people in flyover country, and that's why I haven't watched the Academy Awards in probably 25 years. I don't think I've ever watched the Golden Globes, but I'm less and less likely to because I frankly don't care about these people. They don't believe what I believe, most of them, 90%, whatever. They don't believe what I believe, and in fact, they believe the complete opposite, so why should I waste 3 hours of
my life. It's agenda driven. Though.
Yes.
Now today, it's not
very political.
It's very political. So they make political speeches, and they're all against conservatives. They're all against Christianity every single time. If they're gonna be political at all,
right?
Then they're gonna come down on the far left, right? Yes. Now some of them aren't political. They're not. They just accept their award, thank everybody, and go home. Whatever, but if they're going to say anything political or anything about religion or anything about worldview, it's going to always be from the far left.
And let me just say this. I have no problem with an actor, an actress, or singer. I don't know who the latest act is, but having opinions that are different from mine, this isn't about that. It's just that if your opinions are different than mine and you're acting in a movie and you're mocking my beliefs, if you're mocking my religious beliefs or my political beliefs, now I got a little bit of a problem.
Right.
Because this is not just, I respect your views, you respect my views.
Right.
Now you're tearing down what I believe. And it's getting harder and harder watch someone like Matt Damon. I'm not going to pay money to watch him because I can't stop thinking about the fact that he thinks I'm an idiot. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm not giving you my money.
Right. What is it, I don't want to spend too long on this, but what is it about Vice President Dick Cheney that they think he's an evil person?
My understanding is because Dick Cheney was lifelong, he was in several administrations, that he was the hand operating the puppet. They thought George W. Bush was an idiot, and he was an illegitimate president because, you know, Al Gore won the popular vote and all that, and so. Bush is the idiot, so Dick Cheney must be the evil mastermind. He's been in politics all this time. He's owned by the big oil companies, and so that's what they believed, you know. And obviously, I disagree with those. I don't know Dick Cheney.
Right. You know, that makes him evil, though.
Well, in their eyes. I mean, I don't know what else they're going on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't really know what they're going on here.
Yeah. That George W. Bush picked him because Cheney was involved in his dad's administration. And he
had a lot of experience, Dick Cheney did. And,
you know, they thought the war in Afghanistan and Iraq were illegitimate. Oh, it was being fought in Iraq over oil. And that was Dick Cheney behind that because he wanted the big.
But that wasn't true.
Of course it wasn't true. It
wasn't true because if it were, we would have taken the oil fields as our own. So that was a big. Now, whether you agree with or disagree with invading Iraq, it wasn't about taking the oil. Or we would have done that and got out, right?
Right.
Or, you know, taking over the oil fields. We didn't do that. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Fred.
Well, the Democrats have a new team
in
Washington. And one of their stars, although I think some Democrats wish.
You calling Schumer and Pelosi a new team?
No. No.
You're talking about the freshmen in
the new kids on the block. The new kids on the block.
Right.
The one that gets, I guess, the most attention of these new kids.
Uh-huh.
And she is a kid.
Right.
29 years old.
Right.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yes.
And a lot of people have called her a radical. And she's starting to wear the title. She's kind of proud of it.
Yeah.
And so she's you know, she says, no, I don't want to turn America into Venezuela, but I think Sweden's a good idea. I'd like to turn America into Sweden. And she's for free education for everybody, including university education, free medical care, and all of that kind of thing. And so on the weekend, she was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and she's okay with a 70% tax rate to help pay for all of this for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a little listen to what she had to say in this interview. Cut number three.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years?
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car?
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. What is the problem with trying to push our technological capacities to the furthest extent possible?
This would require, though, raising taxes.
There's an element where, people are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes. Once you get to like the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%.
So there you have it.
So she's not talking about a, not that I'm looking to defend Ms. Cortez, but she's not talking about a 70% tax rate across the board.
No.
She's talking about the hitting the rich people theme that the mm-hmm. Democrats use all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my understanding. But to the point of the, now who was interviewing her?
Whatever rich means.
She was on 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay, the point I think he was trying to make, although I don't think he pushed her nearly enough, is...
He's a liberal himself.
He's a liberal. How are you going to do this? How are you going to require everyone in the country to drive an electric car?
Yeah.
He let her off the hook.
Yes.
She said, what's wrong with pushing our technological, you know, capacity to... Well, you're talking about putting some car companies out of business if they don't have an electric car available. You're talking about still working the kinks out of some of it. They're hugely expensive. Mm-hmm. The batteries are very expensive to replace. How are you going to do this? Well, he let her off the hook on that.
And where's the infrastructure for, say you want to drive from here to Kansas City?
Right.
Where do you plug in your car? Are those available?
Well, do you drive to the Cracker Barrel and plug your car in the back? It's not going to happen.
No. But
so impractical and
right.
not possible. But yet he let... But you're saying, Anderson, I don't know. I didn't hear the whole interview. Did he push her anymore on these
Not
ideas?
Really. No. She's one of the stars, but she's a problem. And we can talk about a little bit more after we come back after the break. But there is a new team, a bunch of new Congress people, and we'll talk about another one who's a Muslim lady and what she had to say last week a little bit. But this new team is getting a lot of attention in the media. But I think the Nancy Pelosi's and a few others are a little embarrassed by this. And so you've got this divide. Even though the Democratic Party, I think, is ideological left, there is now the far left radicals within the Democratic Party.
Yes.
That if they keep talking and keep doing interviews and saying this kind of thing.
And she's everywhere. Ocasio-Cortez is everywhere in the media.
Yeah.
And she won't shut up. If Nancy Pelosi tells her, hey, cool it, she's going to say, forget it.
Yep. This is part of the new group, and that's going to create problems for the Democratic Party. And people like Perez, the head of the DNC, and Nancy Pelosi, they know this.
Right.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I can tell you're being genuine here. Heartfelt.
Some people would say, keep talking.
All right. So, we will be back momentarily with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, our guest will be Steve Canfield of Life Action Ministries.
He said, well, Steve, I am fine. And you can be fine sometimes. Fine stands for fouled up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. I mean, how are you really?
We'll also have news headlines and analysis from American Family News reporters. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You can't squeeze more into 3 days, and we will, in Washington, D.C. on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June and in September. We're going to the Capitol, Library of Congress, the Supreme Court, the Lincoln Memorial, the Korean and Vietnam Memorials, the Iwo Jima Memorial, the Arlington National Cemetery, the White House, that's outside, Jefferson Memorial, and the National Archives, and we're going to Mount Vernon on that Saturday of our tour. So, so much to see, so much to do, and it includes lectures and talks from Stephen McDowell, who will be our historian along the way. For more information on these June or September Spiritual Heritage Tours and the separate tour to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, for all the information on this, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. Many years ago, in the rubble of the Twin Towers, a steel beam was uncovered in the shape of a cross. The beam came to be known as the Ground Zero Cross, a symbol of sorrow and hope from that terrible day. The cross remains enshrined at the National 9/11 Memorial and Museum. A painting of the image hangs in the courthouse in Camden County, Missouri. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation says the painting of the cross violates federal law, and they want it taken down. Camden County leaders are defending the painting, and they do not plan on caving to the out-of-town atheist. They also cite a federal court ruling that found the Ground Zero Cross to be more of a historical artifact than a symbol of Christianity. Local residents are backing their leaders in the fight, some telling Fox News that anyone who has a problem with the Ground Zero Cross should pack up and leave the country. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this program. Thank you for listening to AFR. We are on the internet at afr.net if you want to listen there. American Family Radio, afr.net. We also have an app. Someone on the Facebook page said their app wasn't working, but mine is. For AFR, I'm talking about. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, for this individual, we're going to Brent Creeley is going to send her some instructions on who to email, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of her particular problem.
Okay.
And it's working for you guys, right?
Yeah, my app's working, so I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, several ways you can access American Family Radio. Of course, many of you just listen on our radio stations. And we appreciate everybody who listens to AFR and supports us, both with your prayers and your finances. We are trying our best to stand for God. And I'm talking about the God of the Bible and stand for his values and tell the truth, right?
Amen.
That's why we have our One News Now news team to get the truth out about the news.
Yep. On my visit to Canada, I ran into someone who watches our program on the internet each day.
Is it there. Really?
Yeah.
Like they may be watching us right now on the internet?
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. From Nova Scotia.
From Nova Scotia?
From the Maritimes, yeah. Maritime provinces. Well, you don't have Christian radio like this in Canada.
Okay.
What we are do here each day is extremely unique. If you go around the world.
That's true.
This is extremely unique.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I remember years ago hearing Focus on the Family had radio programs airing on terrestrial radio stations in Canada.
Yes.
They had to edit those
yeah.
because Canada's laws would not allow them to talk, for example, about homosexuality.
That is true.
But this is a different ballgame when they can go on the internet.
That's right.
And they can listen to our programming via the internet.
That's
they,
right.
That can go into Canada.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Right?
No, very restrictive. You know, if you say things against homosexuality.
Or Islam.
Mm-hmm. you can get in trouble. If you're a radio station in Canada, they have Christian radio stations, but for the most part, they just play music.
Right.
They're not allowed to have these kinds of discussions.
Mm. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. If you want to send us an email, just go to comments@afr.net. Just email comments@afr.net. Lynn Ingram joins us now from Abilene, Texas. Lynn joins us most weeks to talk about our Redeem Clean Laundry Detergent that Lynn and his partner Jim Duncan, they actually created this product, and they are listeners to AFR and supporters of AFA, and Lynn joins us ever so often. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Tim. How are you this day?
Good. Hey, we have you're developing a fan base out there among our listeners. They want to hear
How's
you.
That, Tim?
Well, they want to How's hear. That? They like to hear you say, "Son of a," a laundry man. I'm sorry. I left. That was live radio, and I know that sounded bad, and I did not intend for it to.
You just couldn't remember what the.
I didn't want to say it for him.
Oh, okay.
But, not having pre-planned this segment, or even telling Lynn what I was going to say. That did sound bad.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about, Lynn. When you've been in the business
Tim,
as long. Yes, go ahead.
Tim, I'm a laundry man and I'm son of a laundry man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
What I'm talking
That's
about.
Where Jimmy Buffett got that from. Right there. He got it from Lynn Ingram. What was it? Jimmy Buffett had some kind of song about that. You know, Louis Grizzard, the famous humorist who many people are listening. He used to have a column, and he said all over the country. One of his books was "My Daddy Was a Pistol and I'm a Son of a Gun."
Yes, I remember that was the name of one of his books. Compilations.
Yeah,
of
"My
some
Daddy
of his
Was
columns.
A Pistol and I'm a Son of a Gun." Anyway, Lynn, you've been in the business, laundry business there in Abilene for four decades, right? Five.
My dad started our business in 1950, so we're 68 years old this year. No, 69.
And still going strong. Is it still a family business? What happens when Lynn decides to go fishing at the lake and retire? What
that
happens
is
then?
That is a great question. I do not know. I have no desire to retire.
Okay.
We love what we're doing. We learn every day new things and new opportunities. And, Tim, is what y'all were talking about a while ago. You know, there's so few places that are able to have the free speech that you guys do about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is why it is so important that we and others and your listening audience and others get behind and give y'all the freedom and the financial resources and background and financial stability to go and be about his business and not worry about the business of business.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And I know that's your desire, and your partner, Jim Duncan, you guys created this laundry detergent so that we could offer it for our listeners. If the people are going to buy laundry detergent anyway, they might as well try ours, and then a portion of that sale goes to support our ministry. That's the idea. That's the point. And we've been promoting this for a few months now. If people want to read about this and see and make an order, make a purchase, and try it out themselves, just go to this website, folks, and you can see the product there, afastore.net, afastore.net, and just order some and try it and see if you don't like it, because I think you're going to love it and you're going to reorder. So The other question we had, the question related to, is that we've added a, in addition to the laundry detergent, we've added a new free and clear laundry detergent product.
Yes.
To AFAstore.net. So what's the difference between the two?
Tim, so many people have asked that they have sensitivities to odor, sensitivities to dye and others. And they have your listeners asked for this. Do you have anything that does not detergent that does not contain those items, the dye and the other? And so we have developed that and taken out the dye and taken out the fragrance in there, and it has been so well received because so many people have sensitivities to that. Matter of fact, we get emails all the time from people telling us that they have their whole family has sensitivities. They're so appreciative that they've got a product now that they can use that will do that. And the side note of that is that it is supporting Christian ministry. They are thankful that they are going to spend it anyway. They might as well get some benefit for the Lord's for sharing his gospel.
AFAstore.net. Read about our Redeem Clean laundry detergent product. There that you can order, try it, see if you don't like it, folks. I think you will. I think you'll be able, and you can reorder. It's very easy to do. AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net. Do you have to get a patent on something like that?
I don't know how that would work.
Okay.
I just know we use it, and so many people are ordering it now. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you know what Ms. Cortez wants to tax it? I think she's, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? She thinks she's wanting to tax
it. Yes, I do.
I think she's mentioned Redeem Clean and she's wanting to tax it 90% or something like that. I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, this is a happy new year to you, Lynn, and we want to keep promoting our product that you guys have created for us. To help our ministry, and we want to thank you for that, and God bless you and your family there in Abilene, and we look forward to talking to you again next time.
That sounds great. Thank y'all for a new year, and y'all just keep on hammering out there, guys, because there's not many places like it to do what y'all do.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Lynn.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay, you
all
too.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's AFAstore.net to check it out. Go to our website and just order it and see if you don't like it. It's comparable price-wise to what you would find.
And a portion of it goes to American Family Radio and American Family Association.
And you get more. I think you it may cost a little more, but you get more for your money because they include a lot of stuff in there. All right, next story, Fred.
Well, let's stick with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I was just thinking, we're talking with our guest there from Abilene, West Texas.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's from New York. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's ever been to West Texas. And I wonder how many people in West Texas would buy into her idea of everybody should drive electric cars. Mm. How far would you get?
I don't know. I don't think that's going
driving
anywhere.
Driving across West Texas.
I don't think that's going anywhere. I really don't. I mean, some people drive electric cars, but they've been out there for 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
Or longer.
There's actually one of the manufacturers that announced they stopped making them.
Yeah. Is that the Chevy Volt, was it, or something? Or
one of those. They just stopped making. There's just not enough.
Demand.
Yeah. Demand.
Right.
Period.
Well, she, I'm not sure if it was the same interview. I think it was the same interview we were talking about on 60 Minutes. She admitted that, we're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She admitted she has no plans on how to pay for all this, like Medicare for All, for example, and then free college education. She was asked about that, and she says, no one asks how we're going to pay for this Space Force. No one asked how we paid for a $2 trillion tax cut. She said, the only time anyone ever asks is on housing, healthcare, and education, which is a blatant falsehood. People do talk about how to pay for it, but it indicates that what she's really going to want is not only increase taxes, but just continue to print money and take away the tax cuts.
Yeah.
So that's the only way these folks are going to be able to do this, eliminate the tax cuts, tax everyone to the nth degree, and then just print money to make us into a Sweden rather than a Venezuela.
In this interview on 60 Minutes over the weekend, she actually, though, compares herself to some pretty famous people in the past. Cut number five.
What you are talking about, just big picture, is a radical agenda compared to the way politics is done right now.
Well, I think that it only has ever been radicals that have changed this country. Abraham Lincoln made the radical decision to sign the Emancipation Proclamation. Franklin Delano Roosevelt made the radical decision to embark on establishing programs like Social Security. That is radical.
Do you call yourself a radical?
Yeah, you know, if that's what radical means, call me a radical.
You know, I mean, she's got a point there on some of that stuff. It was those ideas were considered radical at the time. I don't agree with electric cars are equivalent to the New Deal necessarily, and some would argue the New Deal was a terrible deal ultimately. Right. But anyway,
well, in the first place, it wasn't a rad. To compare yourself to Abraham Lincoln and say that was radical is just historical ignorance. The country was clearly split on the issue of slavery, so how can it be radical if half the country already wanted slavery ended? But her views are radical, and she is a radical because she is wanting to push out-and-out socialism in this country, and that is a radical departure from the way this country was founded. It would vastly increase the size and scope and reach of the federal government, even compared to what it is now. So, yeah, I'd say she is a radical, but I wouldn't compare her to...
Well, she's radical, but her ideas are represented in Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
Okay, and Bernie Sanders almost won the Democratic nomination for president. And so I don't know...
That's a good point.
Huh?
It could be the same point I was just making about
her ideas. Her ideas are really... becoming mainstream Democratic Party ideas.
Yes.
All right. And they're not absolutely rejected by an overwhelming number of Americans. I think probably 25-30% of the public subscribe to her views.
I think mainly the under 40s, I would say, would go with this because they've been taught socialism.
Listen, I've said for years, and I don't know if this is original with me, but I'll claim it. You can't out free stuff Democrats. All right, you really can't. So when Democrats say they're for free stuff, all right, whether it be free college education, free medical care, whatever the freebie is that they're offering, it's hard to contend with that because if you're a Republican. And you say, no, I'm against that. Well, who are the people going to vote for? They're going to vote for the person who says free stuff for everybody? Are they going to vote for the person who says, no, we can't afford that?
Well, not only that, but the Democrat will turn around and say, oh, so you're against education.
Right.
You're against health care. You're an ogre.
And then they'll say, if we quit paying for these wars,
right,
we can pay for everybody to have health care. Doesn't it? Who's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is very appealing, especially to your millennial types who are up to their eyeballs in college debt. And somebody comes along like Bernie Sanders and said, hey, or this Cortez lady, hey, we're going to forgive all that college debt. We're going to pay it all off. They're going to, and then some Republican ogre comes along and says, no, you racked up all that debt. You're going to have to pay it off. Well, who are they going to vote for?
Right.
They're going to vote for the free stuff. So it's very... It's a wonder that the Democrats haven't won more than they have by promising all this stuff every time. You know what I'm saying? But there still is a 50% maybe plus percentage of Americans who do understand that it doesn't work. The real world doesn't work that way, and
right.
you're promising me false.
And it's not really free.
It's not
that's adult, where the rubber meets the road.
Right.
You say we want free stuff, but it's not really free.
No.
Somebody's got to pay for it, or you got to print money, and then you risk
inflation.
Well,
it is free if you're the one receiving it, though.
Right. But when you say free, it's not unpaid for. It's free to the person who receives it. It's paid for by somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's what adults understand. Now, the whole argument about guns versus butter. I remember taking economics courses in college. That was always the big debate. It has been for a century. Is guns versus butter? What do you spend government money on military or on social needs? Okay, so that's fine. That's a fine. You can have that debate. There's arguments to be made that if we weren't defending the whole world, we weren't the policemen for the whole world, maybe we could invest some of that money in infrastructure. All that has its fallouts and its consequences. But fine, have that debate. But let's not pretend that if you have all this, all these freebies, that nobody's paying for it. Somebody is paying for it.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Fred, Ed and I pretty much solving the world's problems over here. I don't know if you got anything that's going to challenge us.
Well, let's talk about
another
new member of the Democrat team.
Who's that?
And her name is Rashida Tlaib.
Be careful with this story, Fred.
Well, yes.
She's a Muslim woman.
Muslim woman from Michigan, one of two or three Muslims that have been elected in the election last fall. Well, after she was sworn in last week, she went to a party celebrating her swearing in, a party sponsored by MoveOn.org.
Where have I heard that?
Left-wing group.
Yep.
Far left-wing group.
Yeah, far left-wing group.
And at some point in her celebration speech, she said something very vulgar in advocating the impeachment of President Trump.
Most people have heard about this.
Yeah, they've heard about it, so that's why.
Vulgar, it was an obscenity.
It was.
And so,
The president.
But she said it openly.
Right.
She said it openly. But here's a couple of other things that beyond that. She would like to cut off all aid to Israel. She's a Palestinian woman.
In fact, there's a map in her office, right?
A map in her office where Israel does not exist.
Yeah. This is an interesting conflict within the Democratic Party. I don't know how this is going to play out exactly, but you have your Jews in America overwhelmingly vote Democrat, all right? And so there's a lot. Chuck Schumer, for example, is a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what percentage of our congressmen, Democratic side, are Jews, but probably several of them from New York, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing. But these are secular people. They're not religious practicing Jews. So they vote Democrat. And they're lefties. Almost all of them are lefties. Within the same political party now is more and more people who are hostile to Israel. And like this Muslim woman from Detroit who was recently elected to Congress. So there's a conflict. This is also playing out within the feminist movement in America today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a conflict between people who are Jews and people who are anti-Semitic. And they're together in their hatred for Christianity and for conservatives. They align and join together.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this tension building because a lot of what the Muslims are, you know, they hate the Jews, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this conflict within the Democratic Party that's showing up in that respect.
Yeah, and like you said, this is very interesting because you have someone like Alan Dershowitz, who's a lefty, been a liberal for many, many years, more along the traditional lines. Harvard law professor. Mm-hmm. People see him a lot on talk shows and things like that. But he supports Israel and has supported President Trump in some of the things he's done in order to protect Israel. So I'm guessing that Alan Dershowitz is a secular Jew. I'm guessing that just from a lot of his political positions. So what do secular Jews do? They've been traditionally Democrats. If the Democratic Party
are lining up with Louis Farrakhan.
Yes. Then what do those secular Jews do? That's a very good point. It's very interesting. This whole, you know, the Democrats, I mean, won a bunch of seats in the 2018 House seats in the 2018 midterm elections. They're kind of riding high. There's a cockiness about, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and some of these others, Schumer being in the Senate. But they got some real problems.
Mm-hmm.
coming down the road in terms of where the Democratic Party is going to go. I've been reading some articles about Bernie Sanders. We mentioned Bernie Sanders. He's really losing some steam in terms of his 2020 presidential hopes because these younger folks they're drifting more towards the Ocasio-Cortez's.
Yep.
And what's this?
It's the same ideology. It's the same political ideology, I think, that he represents, that she represents. It's just that they view him as too old.
Yeah.
You know, to carry the message.
Or not radical enough. I know that sounds seems hard for us
to
believe.
Sorry to laugh out loud.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of Democratic leaders who are publicly saying that Ocasio-Cortez's views are unrealistic. They probably believe in what she believes, but they don't think it's politically feasible right now because the American people aren't there yet. So, Cortez doesn't care. No. People like Bernie Sanders want to do what's possible. She wants to do what's radical.
Yeah. And how does that sell for the Democrats in states like Ohio, in states like Pennsylvania? How do you sell someone like Alexandria Cortez? How do you Ocasio-Cortez? How do you sell the idea that I might tax you up to 70%?
Right.
How do you go out and as part of your platform over the next 18 months leading up to the election in 2020? And that's why I say for conservatives, yeah. I say to Ocasio, you know, let her keep talking.
Oh, yeah.
I hope the networks put her on every week. I hope Rashida Tlaib gets out there and keeps going to MoveOn.org parties.
Right.
And you record all these things if you're the Republican Party, and you play them back.
Because here's the problem for the Democrats is Nancy Pelosi and them, they wanted to rein these young whippersnappers in after the midterm elections. And they might say, well, Ocasio-Cortez is not the only Democrat out there. But you know what? She is out there all the time in the media.
Yes.
So you may say whatever you want. Uh-huh. She's getting a really, really big hearing and probably a big following.
Let me just say this. I don't know why I always struggle with pronouncing her name. Her name is Ocasio-Cortez, or is that a hyphen?
Hyphen.
Yeah, hyphen.
Okay, what's her first name?
Alexandria.
Okay. Now, I completely disagree with her politics. Okay, so let that be perfectly understood here. But if you just look at it from a she's a true believer. I got to give it to her in that respect. She's not a typical Washington politician, okay, like Pelosi, like Schumer. I'm not saying Pelosi and Schumer don't believe in big government and bad ideas, and they're not far lefties. But they're also political animals who've been in D.C. forever. They play games too, and that's why they get shot at from the left. They play games too sometimes. But this woman here is a new person in D.C., and she's Ocasio-Cortez, I'm talking about. She's representative of a mindset within that's coming in from the far left to attack the left or to go, you know, to challenge the left in Washington, D.C. So she's a true believer is what I'm saying. She's not a phony.
No.
Now, her ideas are inexplicable sometimes, and she's not always the most articulate, but she's coming in with a far, far left political worldview, and she's not backing
and
down.
She's
from
a firebrand. This is the problem for Democratic leaders,
right?
Like
she's not
like
getting
Pelosi.
In line.
She's not going to get in line. She has said, I'm not playing games here. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing this agenda.
Right.
So what's Nancy Pelosi going to do? Nancy Pelosi going to tell her to sit down and shut up, young lady?
Well, behind the scenes, she might.
But
it's
not going to work. Because I don't think.
Which makes it fun to watch, Fred.
I don't think AOC, Alexandria, we're going to call
her
that.
She's the left-wing equivalent of the Freedom Caucus.
Yes, you're right.
The Freedom Caucus in the conservative, the true conservatives inside the Republican Party in the House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't sit down and shut up when Paul Ryan says for them to. They stand on their convictions.
Right.
Well, she's the left version of the Freedom Caucus.
Good comparison, yeah.
All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Lots more to talk about. Thank you, Fred, for your contributions.
You bet.
Steve Jordahl will be with us, and we'll continue our conversation after this news break. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.